Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nainar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, The Unblooms Workbook by Tina R. Austin is a practical education workbook for instructors confronting a central problem of generative AI if a tool can produce essays, summaries, analyses, and lesson artifacts. Then traditional assignments may no longer reveal what students actually understand. The book presents the Unblooms framework, described as a recursive and non-hierarchical redesign of reasoning assessment for AI-rich classrooms. Rather than a simple update of Bloom taxonomy, its purpose is not to discourage AI use, but to help educators design learning tasks in which students must evaluate, justify, reflect, and demonstrate cognitive ownership. The workbook is aimed at K-12 teachers, college instructors, curriculum designers, and educational leaders who need concrete methods rather than general commentary about AI disruption. Its emphasis falls on field-tested prompts, rubrics, adaptable assignment structures, metacognition, critical evaluation, ethical reasoning, and authentic student voice in settings where AI participation is increasingly normal. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, replacing linear Bloom-style progression with recursive reasoning and AI-mediated learning. A central contribution of the Unblooms a Workbook is its challenge to the idea that learning can be assessed through a neat upward ladder of cognitive difficulty. Traditional Bloom-style models often assume that students move from remembering and understanding toward analysis, evaluation, and creation. In an AI-mediated classroom, that sequence becomes less reliable because generative tools can produce artifacts that appear to occupy the upper levels of the hierarchy. A polished essay, design brief, or explanation may not prove that the student performed the reasoning behind it. Austin responds by framing reasoning as recursive rather than linear. Students may need to move repeatedly among questioning, evaluating, revising, explaining, and reflecting as they interact with AI outputs. This matters because the assessable object shifts from the finished product to the quality of judgment exercised during the process. The framework, therefore, asks educators to look for evidence of how students make distinctions, identify weaknesses, revise assumptions, and justify choices. Its practical value is that it gives instructors a way to preserve rigor without pretending that AI-generated products can be evaluated by older assignment logic alone. Secondly, assessing human judgment, instead of only assessing finished AI-accessible products. The workbook is organized around a practical assessment question when AI can generate the visible output. What exactly should educators grade? Its answer is to move assessment toward human judgment, especially the ability to evaluate AI-generated material rather than merely submit it. This does not mean that products become irrelevant. Instead, the product becomes evidence that must be connected to reasoning moves the student can explain. Austin emphasizes prompts and rubrics that ask learners to compare outputs, detect omissions, challenge assumptions, refine claims, and articulate why one version is stronger than another. These tasks are difficult to outsource completely because they require the student to take responsibility for criteria and decisions. The approach also helps instructors avoid two weak alternatives, banning AI in ways that may be unenforceable, or accepting AI-assisted work without knowing whether learning occurred. By centering judgment, the workbook treats AI as a stress test for assessment design. The instructor is encouraged to ask whether the assignment reveals interpretation, evaluation, transfer, and metacognitive awareness. If it does not, the assignment may need redesign rather than stricter surveillance. Thirdly, using rubrics and reasoning prompts to make thinking visible and accessible. The workbook stands out in its category because it is not primarily a philosophical argument about AI in education. It provides assignment structures, reasoning prompts, and framework-based rubrics that instructors can adapt to different disciplines. This practical orientation is important because many educators understand the risk of AI-assisted work, but struggle to convert that concern into classroom design. Rubrics in the Unblooms a approach appear to focus on observable indicators of reasoning quality, such as whether a student identifies limits in an AI response, explains the basis for revision, distinguishes personal reasoning from machine output, and reflects on ethical or disciplinary constraints. The value of such tools is that they make invisible cognitive activity more explicit. Students are not simply told to think critically. They are asked to show what they noticed, why it mattered, and how it changed their decision. This also supports fairer assessment because expectations can be stated in advance. Rather than treating AI use as a hidden variable, the workbook invites instructors to build tasks in which the interaction with AI becomes part of the learning evidence. Fourthly, building AI literacy through evaluation, ethics, cognition, and disciplinary adaptation. Austin frames AI literacy as more than learning how to prompt a chatbot. The workbook connects AI used to evaluative, cognitive, computational, and ethical dimensions of learning. This broader definition matters because tool-specific training quickly becomes outdated, while reasoning practices can transfer across platforms. Students need to understand that AI output is generated through systems that can be fluent without being reliable, useful without being neutral, and persuasive without being accountable. The UNBLIMS approach encourages educators to design tasks that require students to inspect AI responses for accuracy, bias, missing context, disciplinary fit, and ethical consequences. It is also presented as adaptable across subject areas and grade levels, which is significant because AI literacy cannot belong only to computer science or writing courses. A biology instructor, history teacher, business professor, or admissions advisor may each need different examples. But the underlying task is similar. Students must learn to question machine output using human standards of evidence and purpose. This emphasis makes the workbook useful for curriculum planning, as well as individual assignment revision. Lastly, promoting authentic student voice and academic integrity without treating AI as the enemy, the workbook takes a notably balanced position on academic integrity. It does not define integrity as simple avoidance of AI, nor does it treat all AI use as evidence of cheating. Instead, it asks how educators can design learning environments where students retain cognitive ownership even when AI tools are available. This is especially relevant for writing, admissions-related work, reflective assignments, and projects where student voice is central. The UNBLIMS perspective suggests that authenticity can be assessed through reflection, explanation, revision history, and the ability to distinguish one own reasoning from generic machine-generated language. This shifts integrity work from detection to design. IDEA assess detection tools are often unreliable and can create adversarial classroom dynamics. Design-based integrity, by contrast, gives students structured opportunities to use AI transparently while demonstrating what they contributed intellectually. The approach also acknowledges that ethical AI use must be taught, not merely demanded. Students need practice deciding when AI assistance is appropriate, how to disclose it, how to verify its claims, and how to avoid letting fluent output replace their own judgment. In conclusion, the UNBLIMS workbook is best suited for educators who already recognize that generative AI has changed the meaning of classroom evidence and now need usable methods for redesigning instruction. K-12 teachers, college faculty, instructional designers, writing program leaders, and academic integrity committees are likely to find it most relevant. Its practical benefit is that it gives educators a vocabulary and structure for assessing reasoning, not just products. Intellectually, it pushes readers to reconsider inherited assessment habits that assume the artifact submitted by a student reliably represents the cognition behind it. Compared with many books on AI in education, its distinguishing feature is its focus on a named assessment framework and classroom-ready tools rather than broad predictions, policy anxiety, or lists of AI applications. It also stands apart by refusing the simple binary of prohibition versus adoption. Austin positions AI as a condition educators must design around, while keeping human judgment, metacognition, ethical reasoning, and authentic voice at the center. Readers looking for technical instruction on a specific AI platform may need a different guide. Readers looking to redesign assignments, rubrics, and learning goals for an AI-saturated environment will find this workbook more directly aligned with their needs. If you would like to support Tina R. Austin, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.